Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Stephen Bancel, the CEO of a pharma firm Moderna, has said that the federal government could authorize emergency use of company's experimental COVID-19 vaccine in the month of December. This approval would only take place if it gets positive interim results in the month of November from a large clinical trial. Now, Bansal comments suggest that it is not far off from another leading COVID-19 drug in the market that is being developed by Pfizer, which also has said that it was expecting US authorization of emergency use of its vaccine by late November. An experimental COVID-19 vaccine developed by China Sinovac Biotech appears to be safe in a late-stage clinical trial in Brazil. A preliminary result has shown. Sao Paulo's Butantan Institute, one of Brazil's leading biomedical research centers, which is carrying out its phase 3 tests, has said that two-dose vaccine called CoronaVac has proven to be safe in a trial so far involving 9,000 volunteers. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to 75,97,063. And that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. The number of new COVID infections reported daily in India have also dropped below 50,000 nearly after 3 months, taking India's COVID-19 caseload to 75,97,063. A total of 46,790 fresh infections were reported in the last 24 hours, while the death toll has now climbed to above 1.15 lakh, with 587 fatalities being registered in the last 24 hours. The number of new fatalities reported daily across the country was recorded below 600 for the second consecutive day. In his address to the nation, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today warned people against complacency in fighting COVID-19 ahead of the festive season. In the speech that lasted about 12 minutes, the Prime Minister said that the lockdown may be over, but the virus persisted in. Prime Minister Modi appealed to people with folded hands, quote, "I pray to all of you, I want to see all of you safe and your families happy. I want to see festivals bring cheer in your lives," unquote. Prime Minister Modi also said that all countries are working on a war footing for making COVID-19 vaccine. Our government is preparing to make vaccine accessible to every Indian as soon as it is made available. Demand for antiviral drug Remdesivir is likely to remain unaffected despite the WHO's solidarity trials findings, which showed that the drug has little to no effect on reducing mortality among COVID-19 patients. Doctors also plan to continue to use Remdesivir to treat the COVID-19 disease in patients due to fewer options. Moreover, India is yet to revise the existing protocol for COVID-19 treatment, which advises the use of Remdesivir as an investigational therapy for treatment. Maharashtra, the worst affected state in India due to COVID-19 outbreak, has witnessed a nearly 18% drop in testing in October. The daily testing dropped from 91,000 in September to 75,000 on average in October. Authorities have attributed the drop to decrease in positive cases, which led to a decline in the number of contacts traced and tested. Decisions on the standard operating procedures and increase in the frequency of suburban train services in Mumbai metropolitan region for women commuters are likely to be taken this week. And that's according to a report by a newspaper daily. On October 16, the Maharashtrian government had formally asked the Indian Railways, which operates Mumbai's local trains, to allow all women commuters to travel starting from October 17. Only women working in essential services and government offices were only so far allowed to commute on Mumbai's local trains due to COVID-related safety measures. The Department of Science and Technology's expert committee, which recently concluded that India had crossed its COVID-19 peak in September, has estimated that the country could witness an even larger surge in novel COVID-19 infections around November if measures such as wearing masks, hand hygiene and social distancing are not maintained. Chief Minister P. Vijayan on Monday said that Union Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan's recent comments on rising COVID-19 cases in Kerala should not be taken as a criticism of the state government's COVID-19 management. With Kerala witnessing a spurt in infections recently, Dr. Vardhan had said that the state was paying the price for gross negligence during Onam festivities, when unlocking of services along with an increase in travel for trade and tourism led to the spread of COVID-19. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. A woman from Texas reportedly died of novel coronavirus disease on board a commercial flight. The incident took place on July 25th of 2020, when the woman in her 30s was traveling from Arizona to Texas. The woman is said to have gasped for breath and collapsed inside the flight even before it could take off. According to a health.com report, the plane was still on the runway when the woman from Garland, Texas, succumbed to COVID-19. Iran's health ministry on Tuesday has also now reported about 5,039 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24 hours. That is the highest ever daily tally, pushing the national total to 5.4 lakh now. The Philippines health ministry on Tuesday has also recorded 1640 new COVID-19 infections, the lowest daily increase in infections in 4 weeks, and 17 additional deaths. In a bulletin, the ministry said total confirmed cases had increased to 3.6 lakh, while deaths had reached 6690, the highest tallies in Southeast Asia, that is behind Indonesia. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.